Okay. Basically, it's just in the last couple of years that I've actually consolidated like computer and like that allowed me, that was powerful enough to do video editing and those sorts of things. That was something I think I worked on for a long time to try and get. I'm also part of an artist collective in Montreal called What Volatile Works, and a lot of what we've been doing is sharing equipment. So some people in the group have a video camera which they lent to me, which I brought here, and it's not something I own. I let them use my laptop when they need it, that sort of thing. I also, because I do some sound work, I have a mini disc. So that's in terms of more concrete tools. In terms of, as I say, recently, because piracy has been a big strategy in my work, that's been a lot of found materials. Often I do a lot of research on the web and find, diverse sources, and I go through a period of really gathering a lot of materials and then, doing cut and paste and juxtaposing them and working with them that way. So I guess that's been.
And in terms of softwares?
In terms of software, basically a lot of the stuff I've used is also pirated. I'm trying to move more towards a free software model, which is not as prominent, or I didn't have as much access to it, I think, as there is in Europe. And I believe in it, but it also takes a certain investment, I think, of time to learn it, to learn the tools. And I'm starting to do that, but I'm just sort of at the beginning point of that, and that's where I want to move. So.